With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Jury selection beginning today in the unprecedented criminal trial of a former president. In this case, it's Donald Trump.
It's a history-making trial. No American president or former president has ever gone to trial in a criminal case. Trump is accused of falsifying his company's records to hide the nature of payments to his former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, who paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 to cover up her claims of an extramarital affair. Trump lawyers argue the payments to Cohen were legitimate legal expenses. The former president pleaded not guilty last year to 34 felony counts. Greg Clugston, The White House.
If Israel has decided how to respond to Iran's weekend attack, it's not sharing the plan. The War Cabinet is meeting to discuss it. Most of the Iranian drones and missiles were shot down by Israel and its allies. Also at SRNNews.com, it's filing deadline day for federal income tax returns.
Just a few more hours to go. If you haven't already completed your income tax return for 2023, a financial therapist in Michigan, Lindsay Brian Podfin, says this is when people really get stressed out.
The legalese that goes along with it that can make us feel like we don't know enough, or we might make a mistake.
Taxpayers can still file for an extension, but if you don't pay what you owe by today, you'll be assessed a penalty. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In the words of Syracuse, New York Police Chief Joe Cecil, we lost two heroes today, referring to the two lawmen fatally shot in an exchange of gunfire last night in the town of Salina. The gunman was shot and killed by police. It all began with the investigation of a suspicious vehicle, ended with the gunfire outside a home in Liverpool, New York. Retail sales made an impressive gain last month, rising 0.7% from February to March. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 240 points. SRN News. Americans are split on values.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center illustrates vividly the divide in this country. It reveals that 50% of adults say liberals are trying to drive religious values out of government and the schools, while 48% believe that conservatives have gone too far in trying to push their religious values on government and the schools. As you might imagine, Christians are more likely to fear the liberal efforts and non-believers more likely to fear conservatives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court is considering whether to reinstate Arkansas's first-in-the-nation ban on sex change operations for minors. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis is debating a lower court judge's ruling that overturned the law. The 2021 measure would prohibit doctors from providing hormone treatment, puberty blockers, or surgery to anyone under 18. Arguments focused on whether the ban discriminates on the basis of sex. This is SRN News. Well, this pro golfer is on the top of the world after winning his second Masters in 3 years.
World number one Scottie Scheffler has cruised to his second green jacket. Scheffler was in a four-way tie for the lead after seven holes, but then upped the ante with birdies at 8, 9, and 10. He then watched as his rivals fell away. Colin Morikawa made two quick double bogeys. Sweden's Ludvig Åberg found water at 11, and Max Homer was lucky to escape with a double bogey after almost losing his ball at 12. With the pressure off, Scheffler pulled away, posting a final round 68 to finish 11 under, in the end 4 clear of the Masters rookie Åberg. It was Scheffler's third win in his last 4 tournaments. Graham Agars, Augusta.
The FBI reportedly conducting a criminal investigation into the deadly collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, focused on circumstances leading up to the event. More details at SRNNews.com.